Haynesbury, a small New England coastal town with a population of barely over 1,000, excluding the influx of entitled elite families that come around for the occasional weekend. Not that I can understand for the life of me why anyone would want to waste their time here. Not much to see. Some incredibly uncreative kids loitering outside a cafe. An empty pier glistening under a spray of thin, murky water. And stretches of dreary farmland separated only by a paltry few jaded cul-de-sac neighborhoods, where every other yard is home to overturned bicycles, hula hoops, slightly rickety trampolines, and the occasional kiddie pool. Once you pass all these dirty homages to the quintessential rural suburban lifestyle, you make it to downtown, where a few barely functioning local businesses lie in wait for their stream of customers, as disappointing and erratic as the nearby ocean waves. And it's also where one could find the only law firm for miles, Lock, Stock, and Johnson. This unsettling institution took up residence in the oldest, most innocuous red brick building around, so that clients would never suspect the fresh hell awaiting them inside. Just goes to show.
Carlton! What the hell are you doing? We're not paying you to sit around and stare into space! Now keep sorting through those leads until you find one we can use, would ya?
Yes, Mr. Stock. I'll get on it right now.
Good! These damn young people, lazy, daydreaming little...
Okay, so I'm basically the firm's errand boy. A glorified ambulance chaser, and that's on a good day. But hey, it's a job. Everybody's gotta start somewhere. A few good years working in a place like this, and then maybe I can work in a real firm, in a real city, like Boston, or New York, or... Okay, basically anywhere other than here would be great. Things can get kinda off around here. Yeah, I'm sorry, you said you saw what destroy your parking lot?
Not saw. I felt it. Just like plenty of other people in this town have felt it for weeks.
Felt what?
The tremors. The shaking. Like an earthquake, only not. You can't tell me you've never felt the tremors.
I've only been here a couple of months, so I really...
Ah, fresh meat. Well, don't worry, lad. You'll start noticing the ways of this place soon enough.
Ways?
Yeah, you know, howling in the trees even when there's no wind, mysterious hazy ships approaching the harbor on foggy evenings, the ground shaking and cracking under your own feet when you least expect it.
Right. So, did you at least contact the police about someone who could have done this damage? One of your competitors, maybe?
You're a stubborn one. I can tell. You just go back to your little office and don't worry about me. Me and everyone else around here are used to cleaning up these kinds of messes. Just remember, you've been warned.
Yeah, sure. So, not the most productive day. Not my fault the guy doesn't want legal restitution. And what was that thing about the place having way? That's the third time I've heard that excuse this week. When are these small town people gonna learn that old ghost stories aren't as charming as they think? Ugh! If I have to hear one more story about a demon graffitiing a storefront or a ghost lurking in some lady's fridge, I'm gonna... Ugh! Oh, hey, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to spill your... Here, let me help pick all this up.
I don't need your help.
Hey, I'm just trying to be nice, okay? Look, here's your carrots and your bread and your... Holy crap, is that a machete?
Yeah, you want to make something of it?
No, I mean, hey, if there's anyone who approves of a person being able to defend themselves, it's me, but...
What?
Well, I mean, don't you think it's, I don't know, a little much?
I'll carry whatever I want to carry, thanks. And anyway, it's not even mine.
What? Really?
It's for work.
What the hell kind of work is that?
I fix things. Weapons. And tools sometimes. Like the machete. Lots of local farms around here. Hunters, too. Like to keep their stuff sharp, clean, safe. When they need to, they'll come to me for help.
Okay, but how does that explain the blowgun and the shuriken?
What, I can't have hobbies? Why don't you just go back to the office and leave me alone, Suit?
The suit's got a name.
And I don't care. I'm going now.
Hey, what did I ever do to you?
Nothing yet. But you will eventually. You big business guys always do.
I'm a lawyer.
Great. Even worse. Hopefully I won't see you around.
What the hell was that about?
Don't take it personally. She's always been kind of abrasive with everyone.
You know her?
From rumors, mostly. The people around here call her Miss Pryor, and they tend to be more scared of her than the ghost stories. I'm Jack. Jack Graham.
People call me Carlton. Sorry, you said Graham, right? Like the ones who own the huge place at the south end of the beach?
That's us. The whole family hasn't been around here for years, though. They mostly prefer to stick to the city now. I mean, I can't entirely blame them. New York's a hard place to get away from. There's not much to do out here.
Tell me about it.
But they want to keep their hands on the property for whatever reason. That's why they send me up here to check on it every once in a while. Well, me and...
Oh, right! I just got this suit dry cleaned! What kind of asshole runs through a puddle when there's people around?
Algae.
What algae?
Not what, who. And it's my brother, Algernon. We call him Algae for short.
Huh.
What?
Nothing, just Algernon. Not a name you hear a lot.
Our parents have this Oscar Wilde obsession, hence the theme naming. Jack and Algernon? The importance of being earnest? It's a play.
Yeah, you lost me at Oscar Wilde. Jeez, and I thought the woman with the machete would be the most confusing person I met today.
What was that?
I said, I'm guessing your brother's not the most upstanding of citizens.
He's really a good guy deep down. Trust me. He just moves fast. And it's a pain to keep up with him all the time.
Mm-hmm, he's impulsive. I get how that can be annoying.
Well, yes, he's that too. But he also moves fast.
Wait, what?
Hello.
Hi. I've never seen you around here before. Are you new?
No. No, I'm not. But I think you must be.
Why would you say that?
Because I've come to this town almost every weekend for years, and I can't remember seeing a woman as beautiful as you.
Aw, thank you. But I think you might be flirting with me, and I kinda don't like it when guys flirt with me at bars.
Flirting? What? No, I wouldn't call it flirting.
Really? Then what would you call it?
How about socializing?
Socializing?
Yeah. I mean, is everyone's guard up so much nowadays that a man and a woman can't have a nice conversation and compliment each other in a public place without it being offensive? I thought a place called the Rover's Rest would be way more welcoming. Seems a little deceptive, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
So, does that mean we can keep talking?
That depends. Can I still drink?
You sure we're gonna find him in there? I mean, look, I'm all for justice, but I've gotta get back to work. You know where I can get a paycheck, which I can use to pay a dry cleaner's, instead of wasting time chasing some guy I don't even know?
It's the only bar in town. If I know Algae, he's trying his best to score with whatever woman bothered to give him the time of day. Thankfully, his success rate is shaky at best.
Wow, you, sure can drink, huh?
What? Oh yeah, this is nothing. You know, there's a word I think would describe you, but I'm having a hard time thinking of it.
Can I help you with that?
No, I just need a, I've got it. You're incorrigible.
What?
You heard me. You're incorrigible.
I think you may have downed that last drink a little too fast.
Psh, what? You don't think that fits? You, sir, are a type.
A what?
A type. The type of guy every girl hopes they never run into. Nice, funny, cute. Aha! I knew it! You are flirting! You... I need to go now, okay?
Hey, wait a minute! If that's how you feel, at least let me be courteous enough to be the one that goes.
Oh, wait, really?
Well, you were here first, and considering I'm the one who tried to hit on you, it'd be rude of me to force you to give up your spot. Doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. Also, thanks for confirming you were trying to hit on me.
But you've got to admit, as far as pickups go, I was still pretty considerate, right?
Oh yeah, so considerate. Really nice of you, like really, really. But there's one more teeny tiny thing that make it perfect.
Oh? And what would that be?
This.
Ah, the classic drink in the face. I will take it with dignity, and I hope you'll remember that if we ever run into each other again.
Uh-huh. So, do you think you could get out of here fast as possible? Cause... Hey! Wait, where do you... Oh, hey, wait a minute! Hey, sir, you forgot to pay for your... Huh. Is that... No, that's not $20. No! He wasn't. No!
Hello, miss. Were you, by any chance, talking to a man? Dark hair, possibly charming, but definitely overconfident?
Oh, you know, he was just here, but, he ran out, I think.
Oh, you have no idea. Do you know where he could have gone?
No, sorry. Hey, are you, like, going to find him? Can I come? 'Cause you see, he just did something really suspicious. And I've got some questions for... Whoops.
Oh, hey. Maybe you should head home.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Jack, you think you could track down your brother on your own while I help, Sorry, what's your name?
Virginia Kelly, but most people call me Ginny. Okay, not most people. Everybody. Everybody calls me Ginny. Oh, what's your name?
How about you just call me Carlton?
Okie dokie.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Stock. I'll be there right away. Thank you, sir. Okay, so all I've got to do is get Ginny home and get back to the office. No problem.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
And I promise, I'll pay you back for the suit. I'm pretty easy to look up. Don't hesitate to call.
Well, that's one less problem, I guess. Now I just gotta get her back to, Wait, where'd she... Hey, Ginny? Ginny? Anybody see a very drunk girl walk out of here? Ginny! Okay, find Ginny, get her home, and get back to the office. No problem. Hello? Hey, Ginny? Where the hell did she... Oh, God! Hey, wait! Where the hell are you... Ugh!
What the hell? Did you just kick my door in? Are you insane? Oh, my God, it's you.
Yeah, nice to see you too, Pryor. Have you seen a girl, woman in here, or...
How'd you know my name? Are you stalking me?
No, look, I really don't have time for this. Just, have you seen someone or not?
No, nobody has been in here all day, except me. And you.
No, but I thought I just saw... I mean, she walked right in!
Okay, I'm gonna make this easy for you to understand since you're clearly not all there in the mental department. Get the hell out of my shop before I make you. Got it?
Oh, come on. Like, you would really throw that knife at me here in broad daylight. Oh, damn! But I think you missed.
I don't miss. Next time it won't be the wall.
Okay. See you around, Pryor. You know what? I don't have to put up with this. I'm a rational guy. This clearly isn't worth the trouble. Ginny's probably fine. I bet she's...
Hi, Carlton!
What? Okay, you need to stop for a second so I can... Hello? Oh, sorry, Mr. Stock. Sir, yes, I'm on my way right now. Something just came up. Yes, I can take care of it, sir. I've got it under control. Hello? ran into the library. Gotcha. Ginny? Jeez, it's deserted in here. Ginny!
Excuse me, sir, but could you please be just a tad quieter? It's just that this is a library, which is commonly intended to be—
Oh, yeah, fine, kid. You run things around here?
No. I am only a volunteer in my spare time. I'm actually a doctor.
Yeah, that's great. So is there maybe a librarian around here that I can talk to, or—
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid she's out. Although I do spend time here often, and I'd like to think that under these circumstances, I could be a resource for anything that you might—
No thanks, I'm good.
Oh, all right then. Please feel free to ask for— anything.
Ginny! Oh, hey, sorry. I was just looking for somebody. Hey, you wouldn't have happened to see a woman pass by here. Young, short, dark hair, has been giggling like a nut job, and is surprisingly fast. Hey, you okay? Or are you just really into that book? Whatever it is. Hey. Hello? Okay, I guess you're either deaf or pretty damn rude. There's a chance this girl could be in some serious trouble and you're just gonna ignore me? You know what? Real nice. See ya. I swear to God, some of these locals are—
She went to the fantasy section.
What?
That girl you're looking for. Also, I'm not deaf or rude, just incredibly introverted. And the book is Thoreau's Walden. And you probably shouldn't talk so loud in a library. It's a little distracting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You should probably go.
Yeah, right, thanks.
Oh, hi, Carlton.
Hi? That's all you're gonna say after you made me chase you around town for no reason?
I'm sorry, I can get a little carried away sometimes, you know?
And now you're sober?
Hmm?
I mean, no offense, but you were at least very tipsy about 15 minutes ago, and now you seem more on top of your game than me.
You sure I was drunk?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Huh, well, I guess I'm not anymore. Anyway, bye!
Wait, that's it! I've had about enough of this! Crazy shop owners saying this town has ways! Even crazier weapon nuts trying to kill me!
Oh, you've met Miss Pryor. She helped me sharpen my kitchen knives once. She is so nice.
Not from what I've seen of her. And then there's these rich pricks with fast-moving brothers, whatever the hell that means, and introverted weirdos in libraries, and a girl who can be drunk off her ass 1 minute, then totally fine the next. It's like freaking Alice in Wonderland in this place, and all I want to do is get back to my job. But before I do that, can you please tell me what the hell is going on?
Did you just knock that shelf over?
Nope. Did you?
I didn't even touch it.
What is going on up here? I could hear shouting all the way from the other end of the— Oh my gosh, what happened to this shelf?
Look, kid, whatever it was, it had nothing to do with us, so—
Who else could it have been? There isn't anyone else around.
Hey, what about that guy over there? I literally just talked to him.
Orville? He's been sitting all the way over there for well over an hour.
Well, maybe he—
I'm sorry, but I think it might be best if you both go. Please. At least until my superior gets back and we can properly deal with—
Oh no! I'm done being shuffled all around town like I'm dirt. I'm not leaving this place until I get some answers.
Carlton, now might really not be a good time.
No! I'm done taking orders! Now start talking!
Do you think you two could possibly take this apparently personal, rather loud conversation outside, please? I don't mean to be a bother, but—
Okay, well, I can't tell you about the other stuff, but, I guess as for me, I could tell you,
What?
Look, I've told a ton of people before, and none of them believe me anyway, so why would you be any different?
Oh yeah? Try me.
Really, the exit is less than 50 feet away.
Okay, if you say so.
All right, since you're not moving, if you wouldn't mind at least quieting down, it would likely be of some help. Please.
I'm a vampire.
Oh, come on!
I knew you wouldn't believe me!
We're in a place surrounded by a million fantasy books right now!
Actually, there are only about 200, but if going through them would calm things down, then...
You're honestly gonna tell me that you didn't just look at one of them and made something up to get me off your back?
Yes, because I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't lie to anybody about this.
Please, would you two stop shouting?
Fine! Prove it!
How?
I don't know. Why don't you use your vampire strength to stand the shelf back up? Vampires are strong, aren't they?
I could.
You could not!
Yes, I could!
Shut up! Shut up, shut up, shut up!
Please excuse me. I think I need a moment alone.
You think we should check if he's okay, or...
No! I am not getting sucked into any more of this town's insanity! I am just going back to work.
But wait! Hold on a sec.
Why are you grabbing my arm? Whoa! Okay, so you do have a strong grip, but don't think you're gonna get me to believe anything. Where the hell are you taking me?
Bathroom.
Why?
You said you wanted proof, so here you go. What do you see above the sink?
Mirror.
Uh-huh. And what's in the mirror?
My reflection. But not yours. Holy sh-
Yep. Okay, so I guess that's settled now. I'm gonna go. Oh, hey, fun thing. Ever wonder why you can't see vampires' reflection?
Isn't that because they don't have souls or something?
Nope. Watch this. Okay, maybe I'll see you later then. Bye!
Wait, she just climbed through the mirror.
Yeah, she did.
Gah! How long have you been standing there?
For about 5 seconds.
Why?!
Because I have to use the bathroom. Is that not why you're here?
I'm gonna get out of this place!
Whoa! Are you nuts? Running out into the middle of the road like that? I could have hit you! And I cannot have another lawsuit on my hands!
You!
Hmm? Sorry, have we met?
No, but your brother and I have before your antics sent me running all over this crazy town!
Algy? Huh. I knew I'd catch up with you.
The only reason you did was because this psycho ran out into the middle of the road and cut me off!
I'm the psycho! You're the one running around messing up guys' suits, hitting on drunk women, and almost running people over!
I am so tired of you causing trouble, and then leaving me to clean up after your messes. At this rate, I'm surprised that they haven't run us out of here yet.
Jack?
What?
You're, sort of, I mean to put it, you've grown. Drastically. In the vertical direction?
Carlton? I should probably explain. This just gets a little harder to control sometimes when I... Oh, no.
He's making a break for it! I got him! Hey, friend! About what you just saw!
How the hell did you... Weren't you just... I was way ahead of you!
Yeah, you see, my brother and I, we... Well, we have some interesting skills. And what I can do is I...
Move fast.
Oh, Jack already complained about me to you. Good to know he ruined my first impression.
I think you ruined that on your own. Now, if you excuse me, I'm just going to continue running for my life!
Really not a great idea. You know I'm just going to keep outrunning you, right? You know what?
What the... Are we back where we just started?
Yeah, I dragged you back here. You may want to check to make sure the bottoms of your shoes didn't get trashed. Happens when passengers don't get a chance to pick their feet up before I make a break for it. And hey, looks like my brother is back to the right size! Wait, why is one of your hands still huge?
Oh, would you look at that? Well, I guess that means I could do this.
Ow! So that's how it's gonna be. Okay, prepare to get speed thrashed into next week!
Like you could actually do that. Oh, okay, you could actually do that.
How am I the only one seeing this?
You're not.
Holy, how do you keep doing that?
I just heard shouting and came outside to see what was happening. Aren't you going to stop it?
Why don't you stop it?
I'm not really into conflict.
Huh, even when the ones involved are the answer to the question. What if Cain and Abel wandered into a 1950s comic book writer's concept of a nuclear reactor?
Honestly, it doesn't seem that out of place here.
Had enough yet, Jack?
For the sake of ending things before someone else notices, I'll say yes.
Wow, that is very mature and responsible of you.
Thank you.
Too bad I'm neither of those things.
Wait, what?
That can't be good.
Wait, Whose store was that?
Hey, what the hell? Did you idiots just break my window?
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, I'm sure that Jack wouldn't have crashed through that window entirely on his own with absolutely no influence from anyone
else. You pushed me through the window!
If he'd known it belonged to such a beautiful, not at all scary woman.
Don't test me.
Are you trying to slit my throat with a sword?
Not if you don't test me.
Okay, I'm just gonna break this up now, because clearly nobody else will. Why don't we just put the sword down and—
What? You think it's a little much?
Oh, I see what you did there. You used my words from earlier and now you—
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Nice deduction, Sherlock.
Ooh, so there is clearly something going on here, so I'm just gonna— Oh! That's gonna hurt tomorrow! Oh! Hello.
Hello again.
Can I ask you how you came out of that puddle?
Reflective surface. I can travel through them.
You are just full of surprises.
You too. But you still have a lot of explaining to do, mister.
Oh, for God's sake. Can you stay out of trouble for even a second?
Oh no, Giant Jack again. What will I do? Why don't you and I get out of here, Jenny?
Jenny.
Jenny! Crap.
You'll have to get past me first.
No way. I'm not risking any more damage to my property. There. Problem solved. No reason to have an all-out metahuman fight in the middle of the street.
Where were you keeping those knives? Get me out of here!
Stop complaining. You should consider yourself lucky I only pinned you to that tree.
I really think, as someone well aware of how the law works, I should take those weapons now.
Lay one hand on me or my property and I—
What? Poke me with your cute little sword? Believe it or not, Pryor, I'm not as slow as you think.
Is that a challenge?
Only if you're not too chicken to accept it.
Bring it on. Lucky for you, I always carry a spare.
Oh, jeez.
What's wrong? Never wielded a sword before?
Well, no, actually. I know a thing or two. Self-taught.
Huh, me too. Now let's see who's the better teacher.
Hey, Carlton. Weren't you the one freaking out about being dragged into insanity? Do you maybe see some irony here?
Look, I've had a really long day, and the stupid sword fight gets everything to stop. It's fine by me!
Well then. I'll just have to break you both up myself.
Ugh, I've been through enough already. I'm not gonna top it all off by getting some innocent girl stabbed. Got it?
Innocent girl? How's this for innocent, you jerk?
Whoa, nice going. All the way through the library window. What's that, like, 40 feet?
Maybe. I don't know. And that wasn't even at full strength. Vampires may not get burnt up in sunlight like people think, but we're way weaker in it.
You're a vampire?
Uh-huh.
Cool. I can get behind that.
Oh my. Are you all right?
Yeah, never better.
You're covered in cuts.
Yep. That'll happen when you're chucked through a window at 30 miles an hour.
Hold on. We should have a first aid kit around here somewhere.
Ugh, look, kid, I don't need your help, unless you've got a killer right hook.
No, but I do have a medical degree.
You? You're what, like 16?
23.
How can you have a medical degree?
Actually, I have 5, but that's beside the point.
5? How? You know what? Of all the things I've dealt with today, that makes the most sense.
Got it. No bandages. No antiseptic either.
Look, kid, I'm fine. You just go back to, I don't know, cataloging encyclopedias or whatever it is you do around here.
While that does sound fascinating, I can't in good conscience leave you injured. Maybe if I... But, you said you'd had some unusual experiences today?
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Well, here's another.
Whoa, 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 okay. I see a light. Yep, I must have died. Well, that's it. I guess, I'm done. And maybe for the better.
You're not dead, Mr.
Carlton. Okay, then what's going on? And my cuts are gone.
It would appear so.
And you did that?
Yes.
Great. Now what? Jack, what happened here?
Maybe I should take this one. You see, what happened was...
I'll tell you what happened. Speed Demon over there struggled so fast to break away from that tree, the friction made it catch on fire. Then once he was loose, he bumped into his stupid giant brother, knocked him into the street, and totally destroyed basically a new pavement job.
Looks like the shock brought him back down to size, though.
Just be happy things didn't get any worse.
Just had to say something, didn't you?
It's not like I expected an enormous, very stable-looking, albeit flaming tree to fall over.
We have to warn the people in that rapidly burning row of buildings.
You're not going to have much luck. Nobody's in there. Those places are all under renovation. Almost everything on this block is closed.
What?
Yeah. Didn't you think it was weird that nobody but us has come outside this whole time?
But we should still do something.
She's right. Hey, kid. Think you can put out those fires?
Wait, why me?
Come on. Use some of that weird glowy light magic. Boom! Problem solved.
Healing and extinguishing fires are two very different things, Mr. Carlton. One very large difference between them being I cannot do the latter. I'm sorry.
Okay, then how about you?
What about me?
Why don't you run really fast around the fire? Starve it of oxygen or whatever.
What the hell are you talking about?
I saw it on TV once, alright? I mean, for God's sakes, I'm talking to superhumans here. And you're telling me none of you can put out a fire.
What about you, Mr. Suit with a Sword? Why don't you put it out?
You tried to kill me today! I don't think you really have a say in what I do here! Not to mention all the crap the rest of these guys have to
wait for. Who's gonna screw it all up? I think I should be blaming you!
I'm gonna be able to show my face within 20 miles of here.
Why don't you just step off?
Stop.
We're floating.
I gathered.
I can't move!
Me either.
How could this have happened?
I've got a pretty good guess. Orville, was it?
Yes.
Wait. Where did he come from?
I didn't even notice he was here.
Yeah, he does that. I'm guessing you were the one who knocked the shelf over in the library.
Yeah, sorry about that. You and the vampire were arguing really loudly. It was very distracting. I was just trying to make you stop.
And what, you've got, like, telekinesis or something?
Among other things, yes.
Ambiguous answer, but good enough for me! So, you think you could put us down now?
If you all agree to stop fighting... Like I said, I'm not really into conflict.
Hey, what gives you
the
right
to
tell us what to do?
Why don't you get us in even deeper?
Everybody shut up! Fine, we'll stop. Just put us down and we'll work quietly and cooperatively to deal with the fire.
I already dealt with the fire.
What?
How?
I called the fire department.
Oh. Maybe we should just get out of here.
My thoughts exactly, Mr. Carlton.
Who the hell are you?
Shh, I wouldn't talk to him like that if I were you.
And why not?
Because that's Martin Henriksen. The Martin Henriksen.
So? Oh. What's the big deal?
His family owns the town, genius.
I try not to open up my introductions with that fact, but yes. Hello, Jack. Algernon.
Hey, Martin. This... doesn't look great, does it?
Not particularly. But honestly, I've seen Algy do much worse.
How dare you! I thought we were kind of friends!
Wait, you know him?
I do too.
As do I. Well, at least in passing.
Oh, great. It's a goddamn conspiracy!
More like a skillfully contrived coincidence, but maybe we should save the details for later. You're all going to have to come with me, and quickly. The police and fire department should be getting here any second.
And why should we come with you, Marty?
You really want to explain what happened here to the cops?
Good point. Tell me where we're going as soon as I get my bike.
All right, then. I'd say the rest of you can fit in the car. Let's get a move on.
If it makes you feel any better, this is the first time I ever talked to him, too.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Pryor, you're all seriously just gonna go blindly follow this guy?
This guy is in charge of my rent, not to mention he's one of my best customers.
You're telling me he's a weapons guy?
You talk like you've never heard of a weird rich guy with a sword collection.
Fair point.
Yeah, my knack for reasoning is as strong as your parry game is weak.
Yeah, well, just wait until our next match.
Looking forward to it.
Hello? Oh, Mr. Stock. Okay, I know this is gonna sound crazy, but... Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. Yep, I was fired.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuelli, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Wen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Megan Lundquist, and Jessica Castro.
The role of Miriam Pryor in this episode is played by Jessica Toledo.
Additional dialogue by Christian Pineda and Jeffrey Delphin. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Original version editing and mixing by Finn Nilsson. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media by Tom Bellick. Hey, fellow investigators, want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!